Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. Table of contents. Introduction. Matching intensity to need. Building an environment that supports treatment. How therapy works across the week. Medication and co-occurring conditions. Planning for what comes after. Key takeaway. AQ disclaimer introduction. Athletes and physically active people rarely get to hit pause. A season has a calendar, a rehab protocol has milestones, and a job or a course load does not wait. So when substance use becomes a problem, the first question is usually not whether to get help, but whether getting help means walking away from everything else. Alcohol, cannabis, nicotine, and prescribed opioids and stimulants are the substances most commonly used by athletes. And the transition from occasional use to a use disorder often runs through injury, pain management, and the pressure that follows a poor performance. Treatment that lets a person sleep at home and keep their routine has become a central part of how substance use disorders are managed, and the evidence supports it. Counseling, medication management, and clinical oversight can all be delivered without a residential stay, which matters for anyone whose recovery has to coexist with training, physical therapy, work, and family. Matching intensity to need. Not everyone entering treatment needs the same number of clinical hours per week, and matching intensity to actual need is one of the first decisions made at assessment. Some people need daily programming for several hours. Others do well with a couple of sessions a week. Between those two sits a middle tier built for people who need consistent structure across multiple days without round-the-clock supervision. It typically runs 9 to 20 hours per week over 3 or 4 days, in daytime or evening blocks, and delivers most of the same interventions found in residential care. Anyone early in recovery or stepping down from a higher level of care should look into IOP services to get the regular structure that stage calls for. Sessions run in person and virtually, which keeps attendance realistic for athletes who travel. Placement is not permanent. People move between levels as stability changes in either direction. The intake assessment sets the starting point, and the clinical team adjusts from there. Building an environment that supports treatment. A stable living situation is one of the strongest predictors of whether home-based treatment holds. That does not mean a perfect household. It means a place where a person can sleep, where alcohol and drugs are not on the counter, and where at least one other person understands what is happening and wants it to work. For athletes, the environment extends beyond the house. Locker rooms, team travel, and post-game routines are where use often started, and they need the same honest audit. Coaches, trainers, and physical therapists who know what is happening can protect session times the way they would protect a rehab appointment. Missed sessions are the most common way treatment quietly falls apart, and it usually happens because nobody built them into the week. How therapy works across the week. Individual sessions give a person private time with a therapist to work through what drives their use and to build different patterns. For an active person, that often means addressing pain, identity tied to performance, and the fear of what a season looks like without the substance. Group sessions do something individual therapy cannot. Addiction isolates people, and sitting in a room with others working on the same thing reduces that isolation quickly. Groups also rebuild communication skills that erode during active use and that any team environment depends on. Sessions focused on identifying triggers and preventing relapse are usually a standing part of the weekly rotation. Family therapy brings the household into the room and teaches relatives what effective support looks like, which is often different from what they have been doing. Medication and co-occurring conditions. Some people need medication as part of treatment, and it can be prescribed and monitored without a facility stay. For alcohol use disorder, naltrexone and acamprosate have solid evidence for reducing return to drinking. Licensed medical staff manage prescribing while the behavioral work continues in therapy. Mental health conditions frequently sit alongside substance use. Depression and anxiety are common in athletes, and treating one while ignoring the other rarely produces lasting results. Medical stability is the gate. Anyone with a history of severe withdrawal, prior detox admissions, or high daily alcohol intake may need supervised detox first. Planning for what comes after. The end of a formal program is not the end of recovery. Aftercare and relapse prevention exist, so nobody finishes treatment and gets pushed back into a season alone. Options commonly include 12-step programs, continued counseling, and regular group meetings. The people who do best treat aftercare as a commitment, not an optional extra. A weekly meeting a year into sobriety is what maintenance looks like, the same way a maintenance strength program is what keeps a repaired knee working. For anyone weighing whether to begin, an intake assessment costs nothing but an honest conversation, and most people can start within a few days of it. Key takeaway: outpatient and intensive outpatient treatment can be structured around training, work, and family without sacrificing clinical quality. The deciding factors are medical stability, a home and team environment cleared of substances, protected session times, and an aftercare plan treated as seriously as any rehab protocol. FAQ: can an athlete keep training during outpatient addiction treatment? Usually yes, once medically cleared. Training is often built into the plan as a protective routine, though intensity may be adjusted early on. How is an intensive outpatient program different from standard outpatient care? IOP typically involves 9 to 20 hours per week across 3 or 4 days versus 1 or 2 sessions weekly in standard outpatient care. It suits people who need more structure but not 24-hour supervision. Is outpatient treatment as effective as residential treatment? For most people who do not need medical detox or round-the-clock supervision, controlled and naturalistic studies show comparable outcomes. What if pain medication after an injury is part of the problem? The treatment team coordinates with the prescribing physician or surgeon. Pain is managed with non-opioid strategies where possible, and medication for opioid use disorder can be part of the plan. Disclaimer: Dr. Brian Cole and Sports Medicine Weekly do not endorse any product or service described on this site. Content published in Sports Medicine Weekly is for informational purposes only and is not a substitute for professional medical advice. Always seek the advice of your healthcare provider regarding any medical condition. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles, designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.